Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we get local reaction to the war crimes conviction of the so-called butcher of Bosnia, Ratko Mladic. A United Nations tribunal has convicted him of genocide and crimes against humanity and engineering the murder of thousands of Bosnian Muslims in the 1990s. The trial was watched closely by the large Bosnian community here in St. Louis. Joining me in studio is Bosnian-born Elena Karamihic-Mortovic, an assistant professor at St. Louis University. She lost family in the Bosnian violence and has been chronicling mental health issues in the Bosnian community here. Nihad Nik Sinanovic is a Bosnian refugee. Thank you both for being with us. Nice to have you. Elena, let me start with you. Your reaction to the verdict today.
Thank you for having us, Don, on the radio show today, first of all, and for talking about this issue. We were pleased with the sentence and the outcome. Mladic certainly got what he deserved, life sentence, though I think the life sentence certainly doesn't provide closure to those who have lost their loved ones during the war, especially those that come from areas like Srebrenica, for instance, and we have a number of Srebrenica survivors here in St. Louis. One of the parts of the sentencing was that genocide was not committed in 6 of the 10, I believe, municipalities. It was ruled that it was just crimes against humanity. So I think a lot of the community feels uneasy about that part of the sentencing. For instance, city like Prijedor, where more than 3,000 Bosnians lost their lives, was not deemed to be enough to be given the sentencing for genocide. So we are happy about the sentencing as a community, but certainly we had also hoped for more, and I think there's still a long way to go. After all, Mladic is just one individual. Genocide was committed on a mass level, and there are many individuals that continue to walk free today that are responsible and who participated in the genocide. So we feel like we are glad about the sentencing, but there's still a long way to go.
Nik, what was going through your mind?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And the sentencing does not come to me as a surprise. I mean, this was to be expected. Ratko Mladic is a very well-known war criminal, butcher of Bosnia, as they call him. And for me, it's very personal, because my father, my uncle, grandfather, and my first cousin, who was 17 years old at the time, was killed in 95 at the fall of Srebrenica by Ratko Mladic and the Republika Srpska forces that he was commanding at that time. So to me, this was really no surprise that he's going to be convicted. I am more curious as to see what the reaction is of the Serb people. And unfortunately, a lot of the people in that part of Bosnia or the Serbian Republic are still considering Ratko Mladic a hero, which is very sad to see. Today,
it's hard to imagine that there's anyone in the Bosnian community here not affected by his crimes.
Correct. There is a large population of Bosnians. I mean, he was commanding all Serb forces in the whole Bosnia, so he was committing crimes across Bosnia. But the most notorious was the Srebrenica genocide, where 8,000 men and boys, 8,300 something. Around 8,300 men and boys perished in a matter of days. And this was a relatively small town. I mean, Srebrenica, it wasn't a large city. This was something like 70-80% of the male population was decimated by Ratko Mladic and his soldiers.
Elena, you've done some work on the mental health of the community. How would you characterize it? I mean, it's hard to imagine an entire community going through the same thing.
Yes, Don. So here in St. Louis, we have the largest Bosnian community in the world outside of Bosnia. And I've been studying mental health in this community for the past 10, 15 years. And what estimates show is that almost 80% of the community suffer some level of depression and/or post-traumatic stress disorder. So you will not meet anyone in St. Louis who's Bosnian who has not witnessed some kind of atrocity or seen a loved one killed. And many of them still continue to deal with it today. Moreover, many of them are passing their trauma onto their children via their stories and narratives of what they have experienced. So I think in many ways the trauma continues. We refer to this as, you know, trauma among the kids, secondary trauma. And so we will continue to see the effects of the Bosnian War for many generations to come.
Nick, how are you dealing with it?
I am mostly keeping myself busy with work, and I have, if I can say, I've distanced myself somewhat from the, and I don't follow the daily happenings in Bosnia, but every time I see things like this, it brings back memories, really bad memories of war, of the genocide, of loss in the family. So I try to distance myself as much as possible from...
But, of course, today's news, it's difficult to distance yourself from it because it's on all the radio stations,
correct,
all the television stations.
Correct.
And tomorrow the newspapers will be full of it.
Exactly. It wakes up all the memories every time there's a sentencing of a new war criminal, and it reminds you of the bad horrors that have been committed in Bosnia by Serbian army.
Yeah. Elena, do you have any advice for people who are going through this?
Of course I do. I think it's important to begin to realize that the war does have mental health consequences. Everyone is going to be ready at a different time to deal with these consequences of war. Some will never deal with it. One thing we have tried to do here in St. Louis is just talk about mental health in the Bosnian community. I think that's the first step. And then the second step is dealing with it. Given the sentencing that occurred today, I think it'll also be interesting to see if the sentencing is implemented, because as many know, the Dayton Peace Accords, they ended the war, but they legalized genocide. So the fact that Republika Srpska continues to exist is evidence that the child of genocide continues to live. And for many people who, like the Bosnians in St. Louis, who deal with mental health issues, that's an important part in dealing with the issues as well.
And Nick, I hate to say it's not going to go away because this verdict is going to be appealed.
They might try to appeal it, but there's no doubt in my mind that Ratko Mladic will stay convicted, and that he committed all those things because I don't have a father today because of him. I don't have an uncle. I don't have a grandfather, and it doesn't get more real than that. So for all those Serbs in the Republika Srpska that still consider him a hero or a legend, they should really, I mean, look deep down in their heart and ask themselves, is this man worth being a hero? Is this man who we want to have on our posters, and is this man who we want to be, or who we want our children to learn about as a leader of our people? So that's just one thing that I can say.
And Elena, that is a fact that there will be an appeal, more of it in the news.
There will be, I believe so too, but I think it is impossible to be a hero and commit mass genocide, kill, some 7,000, 8,000 boys and men in 2 days. Those two don't go together. So we really don't expect much from that appeal. He has been sentenced for genocide, and I strongly believe it'll stay that way.
I've also heard, and you had indicated there are other people who are walking around who are guilty of crimes, that there will be no more such trials.
There should not be any more trials. He was the last general to be sentenced. Mm-hmm. And I believe the court is closing very soon. This was the last case that they were trying. We know what happened with Radovan Karadzic before him, similar sentencing, not complete, but very similar. And so we expect the same will stay with Ratko Mladic, that nothing will change.
Nick, he's 75 years old. A life sentence is probably only a sentence of a couple of years. Is that enough? Should the death penalty be imposed on someone like this?
Well, somebody like this, in all honesty, deserves the death penalty, but I think the life sentence is more of a for a historical record than for him to really be punished for all the crimes and the pain that he has committed and the pain that he has caused to many people. It wouldn't be enough to have 10 life sentences for him to serve, to be able to repair all the damage. But it's very important to try all people that have committed genocide, that have committed crime against humanity. Just like in after the Second World War in Germany, the Nazis have been tried. We have a parallel here between, you know, Hitler, Heimlich, and Karadzic and Mladic. These are psychopaths. These are people that have no empathy for humans, and it's very important for the record, for the history, to set the record straight. All the victims will never be repaired or made whole again.
In a sense, Elena, he may cheat the sentence. Even he's apparently a sick man. They talk about these extreme blood pressure problems he has and heart condition, apparently.
Well, apparently he was enthusiastic enough and healthy enough to shout and swear at the court this morning, as you may have seen on the news. Mm-hmm. And I think he's being well looked after in The Hague, at least medically. Yes, he's 75 years old. I don't think the sentencing will really be too relevant for him. He's just one person who is going to die. I think the much more important thing is the people that still continue to walk around and how the sentencing is going to be implemented. What is going to happen on the ground as a result of this sentencing? Mm-hmm. That's what really matters. And how do we talk about reconciliation when we still have Republika Srpska that was founded on genocide? And we still have the president of Republika Srpska talking about Mladic, as Nihad mentioned, as a hero. So the much more important question is what happens from here on. I wouldn't be so concerned about what happens to him. He's one person, like you said, who's 75 years old and who won't live much longer.
What could happen?
I think the politics and the laws have to be changed in Bosnia. The Dayton Peace Agreements, as I mentioned earlier, stopped the war, but they also legalized genocide. So perhaps that needs to be revisited. It's what we've been talking about for a long time. Is it going to happen? Probably not, maybe not in my lifetime, but it's important to remember that Republika Srpska continues to exist as a result of genocide.
What exactly is Republika Srpska?
Republika Srpska is the Serb Republic that exists within Bosnia and Herzegovina that mostly Serbs live in.
I see. Do you have anything you'd want to add to that, Nick?
No, this is, Elena made a great point. Republika Srpska is the area of Bosnia from which we were prosecuted and killed, and that's why that area of Bosnia is more or less ethnically cleansed of other ethnicities besides Serbs. Mm. The only people that live there are primarily Serbs. For the most part.
Our time is winding down. Let me ask you, would you ever consider going back?
No, I would not. Just the memories and the pain and just, you know, going back to when I went to the memorial in Srebrenica, and the emotions were so overwhelming just being there for a couple hours for the funeral of my family. I just couldn't imagine living there. And in that same town, today, Serbs have put up placards of Mladic as the hero. And only a couple miles down the road, you have the memorial memorializing 8,300-something victims. Mm-hmm. So to me, that way of thinking is just beyond understanding. So I would not want to live in that environment.
And Annie, you left before the fighting, as I understand. Is that correct?
I did. I've left Bosnia in 1988, but my whole family was there during the war. And for me, what the sentencing means today is some kind of closure for the cousin that I lost in the war. She was killed in Sarajevo She was just 17 years old. And what was unique about her is that she came from a mixed marriage. Her mother was a Muslim and her father was a Croat slash Serb mixture. So I think of her. And I hope that her parents will find some closure with the sentencing today.
We're going to have to end it there. It's just hard to fathom what went on in that part of the world for so many years. Thank you so much, Ilina Kara Mehic-Mortovic. I hope I did not do an injustice to your name. And Nick Sinanovich, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you for having us.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.